Welcome to Tell the Untold Stories, Andave Idile, the podcast where personal stories become a source of connection, resilience, and growth. I'm Jenny Castillo, and I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is about sharing the experience that shape us, those moments that challenge us, transform us, and ultimately help us grow. Each week, I'll be sharing stories from my own life experience that taught me something new, made me reflect on who I am, and inspire me to take action. But this isn't just about me. I want to create a space where we can connect, where you feel like you're not alone in whatever you're facing, and where we can learn from each other's journey. La verdad es, the truth is, life doesn't always go as planned, but in those moments of change, loss, or surprises where we often find our true strength, whether it is a moment of laughter with a friend, a new path that opens unexpectedly, a story of someone breaking your heart, a surprising twist, or discovering a part of yourself you never knew existed. Those are the experiences that shape us and remind us of the beauty in this journey called la vida, life. In this first episode, I'll be sharing a personal story of mine about the moment I found out my ex-husband, si mi ex-marido, me dejó, was leaving me, and how that one moment changed everything for me. I hope my story resonates with you, and I encourage you to think about moments in your life that shape you and made you who you are today. If you're going through something similar, remember this. Sometimes it is in the chaos where we begin to rebuild and find our new strength and become better for ourselves. If you ever felt lost, confused, unsure about the path ahead, you're in the right place. So I invite you to grab un cafecito, grab a cup of coffee, sit back, relájate, relax, and let's begin this journey together. You can feel the warm tropical breeze in the air, wrapping around you as the sun beats down, burning, but in a good way. The kind of burn only that the tropical sun can give. This is where I found out my ex-husband left me, por otra mujer, for another woman. My parents were born in the Dominican Republic, but I was born and raised in New York City. Just before this trip, I was living in Texas with a new job. My ex-husband decided to separate because he needed time and I needed a break to clear my mind. It was my first ever paid vacation as an adult, and I chose to go to La República Dominicana. My mom is from Santiago de los Caballeros in the Dominican Republic. Growing up, we've always visited my aunt in Santiago before heading to the resort in Puerto Plata, where the beautiful beaches are. But this story takes place after I've just returned from a relaxing, unforgettable time at the resort. We were back in Santiago, and I had half my hair braided, the other side curly, by the ladies on the beach, which I honestly wouldn't recommend it. My skin tanned to a golden bronze. We were at my aunt's house enjoying a beautiful evening, and the sun was setting. In the Caribbean, you can always tell when the sun is setting. The sky fills with these soft yet vibrant hues of pink, orange, and purple, creating a quite beautiful, breathtaking sky. And if you're vacationing in the Dominican Republic and you enjoy a good alcoholic drink, you've got to try a Presidente beer. It's one of the coldest, most flavorful beers you ever had. And trust me, two big ones will get you in the right vibe. That evening, I was definitely in the mood for one. Because, hey, estoy de vacaciones. I'm on vacation, right? My uncle, on the other hand, wanted rum that is called Siboney. I was about to head to Del Comado, which is the corner store where they sell pretty much everything. but my uncle decided to join me. By this moment, the sun had set, and the night sky was clear, with bright stars and a few clouds drifting by. I slipped on my chancletas, my sandals, and we opened the gate, closing it behind us. We started walking, and my uncle began chatting with me. Just to give you some context, before this trip, I still had my maiden name on my passport, and right before the separation, I was lucky enough to have a job that allowed me to travel. But here's the thing, my boarding pass had my married last name on it. Now, fast forward to our walk to Del Colmado. My uncle and I are chatting away, and he starts telling me that I should change my last name back to my maiden name, because apparently my ex-husband, mi marido, got a white woman pregnant, una gringa embarazada. Ay, Dios mío, oh my gosh. I thought to myself. I asked him, what are you talking about? And he repeated it, saying, your fulanito, aka my ex-husband, got a white woman pregnant, and you need to move on with your life. With a lump in my throat and trying to hold my tears back, I asked him, how do you know this? Now, just to clarify, when my uncle says white woman, he wasn't being racist. As Latinos, sometimes we make that distinction to emphasize that the person isn't another Latina. It's just the way we generally refer to someone who isn't Latin descent, even though it's not meant in a negative way. Now back to the story. My uncle told me that one of my cousins have seen my ex-husband with la otra mujer, with the other woman, with a noticeable belly bump, meaning that she was embarazada, pregnant. And my ex was apparently trying to hide her from my cousin as they actually said hi to each other. As I was processing all of this, we pick up the drinks and started walking back. And that's when it started to rain. At this moment, with no umbrellas, the rain pouring, it felt like my heart was being ripped into pieces. I couldn't understand why, during my vacation, was I experiencing this? Why didn't my ex just tell me, mi marido, the truth instead of asking for a separation? So many thoughts were racing through my mind, and I could barely hold it in. But somehow, I did. What I didn't realize at that time was how brave I had to be at that moment. When we got back to the house, my aunt was expecting a visitor. So I went straight to la terraza, the backyard. I tapped my mom on the shoulder and asked her to come with me. I led her to the room where we were sleeping, and I told her everything that had happened during that walk. I could tell she was in shock, especially that my uncle was the one that told me. As I spoke, my tears started to pour out. I couldn't hold them back anymore. I cried so loudly that night. I'm pretty sure everyone in El Vecindario, the neighborhood, heard me. I think I had a mini breakdown, and the whole thing just escalated. But the moment that changed everything came when I asked my mom if she knew about this, that my ex had left, but the reason why. She denied it more than once, but something in my gut told me she knew. So I asked her again, and this time she finally said, sí, yo sé por qué. Yes, I know why. That night, I broke down in a way I never knew was possible. So many tears and cries that came from deep within. Thankfully, my aunt came in and pulled me out of the room, somehow calming me down. If it wasn't for her, I would probably be crying on that cold marble floor in La República Dominicana. All I could hear was her voice reassuring me that everything would be okay. Mi hija, todo va a estar bien. It was a night filled with so much emotion. My uncle exposing mi marido. My husband cheating on me and embarazado, pregnant. And my mother's denial of the truth. It was all too much to understand at that moment. The next morning, I woke up, took a cold shower, had my café con leche, my coffee, and a tostada de queso amarillo, a toast with yellow cheese, a Dominican yellow cheese. And something inside me shifted. I knew from that moment on that things would never be the same again. Looking back, I still find myself crying when I think about what happened. Even writing about this moment brought some tears back. That was my chaos. It wasn't the separation, but the revealing of my betrayal. The day everything in my life changed. But to this day, I believe this moment with my experience made me stronger. It taught me that in the blink of an eye, everything can change. And it's up to us to shape who we become moving forward. This all happened when I was in my late 20s, and now here I am in my early 40s. It feels a little strange sharing this now, but after my vacaciones, or my vacation ended, I was living in Texas. I was heartbroken, and I didn't know who to turn to because my community, mi familia, was back in New York City. This was the moment I had to find the strength to stand on my own and become a woman who depends only on herself. To wrap this up, I'll leave this story here for now because I could write a whole book about what happened before and after. I truly believe everything happened for a reason. I was a naive girl when I married my ex-husband, and I depended on him way too much. Now, life is good, but it's not exactly where I want to be. That experience changed me in ways that people still see me as that crying girl in my 20s. But now I do things on my own, and I don't wait for anyone. I want to invite you to reflect for a moment. Whatever you're going through in life has a purpose. In the chaos, we can't see it or know how it will end. But believe me, it is always for your best. I want to invite you to reflect for a moment. Whatever you're going through in life has a purpose. In the chaos, we cannot always see it or know how it will end. But believe me, it is always for your best. Siempre para el bien de uno. What if I had stayed stuck on that floor, still crying for my ex? I wouldn't have traveled the world, had my own place, or learned to take risks in life. Until next week, signing off, Jenny Castillo.